is Erica Glessing, and you're here with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration. And today I have a very inspiring conscious chick. Oh my gosh. She's all the way at the show today, you guys. This is so fabulous. It's in South Africa today. So welcome, Megan Rogers of Consciously Crazy Chicks. How are you, Megan?
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me.
I know. I already know we're going to have fun, right?
We are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things we were saying in the pre-chat that I was saying, I like, how do you go about getting like enthusiastic or in wonder or, you know, in excitement about things when, you know, maybe you're kind of bleh? Like, what are some tools of just like getting back into that zone of, you know, awe or curiosity?
And curiosity. Interesting question, actually. I must say, for me, I'm just so grateful to be in the world, and I live in such a beautiful place. I really, really do, and I know I'm quite biased about it, but I walk up my front door, I have a beautiful beach, have a beautiful sea, and that just, for me, is like, how did I get so lucky? And when I pull that energy every morning, I have to ask questions, and that just inspires me, and it keeps my curiosity and my joy up yeah, in the level.
For anybody who heard that, when if it went by really quickly, one of the words she said was she pulls energy, and I think that's so cool, and I love doing energy pulls. It's one of the things I love about the tools of Access Consciousness, actually. And maybe for everybody who's listening, go ahead and expand your energy out, right? Just get really expansive. Just make yourself as big as all the planets.
Wow, yes.
Yeah. Because really, if we're talking about that sort of childlike enthusiasm, that's really in the expanded space. It's in the expanded. It's in the I'm curious, and it's in not knowing. Like, not knowing so you can know again.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what's Consciously Crazy Chicks? Tell me a little bit more about that. You started it with a friend, you were saying?
Yeah, so Haley Sue and I, we started the bars together, and we did bars together, should I say. We didn't start it. And I don't know, we connected on such a level, and then we decided we'll just have a business called Consciously Crazy Chicks, and we'll just go out there and be crazy about consciousness. just be crazy, because we generally are quite crazy. And so we started doing a radio show, and we do all sorts of classes, and we do all sorts of things. And Haley's very much a body worker. She's a magic with bodies, and I'm an entity person. So the combination of that, and I guess us just being the weirdos we are, we just really have fun, and we go out there, and we change the world by just being weird and crazy. And
I mean, how does it get any better, really? Like, I just want to also, for people who are listening right now to this, like, there's this whole different way of being reality, which is just creating consciousness and creating from consciousness. And it's really not as hard as people think. Like, it's not like you furrow your brow and you buckle down and you say, you know what, I'm going to get this one. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this.
Not that serious.
Yeah, it's such a different way of approaching happiness too, right? So we talked a little bit about following energy. Do you want to just maybe share with our listeners what that means to you and what that looks like in your life?
Sure. So I do a lot of things. Of my latest adventure is I'm writing comics, conscious comics. What that means for me is I would like to bring the awareness to entities via comics. And that's been an energy that I've been following. I wanted to work more with entities, the spirit world, for those people that sort of don't know the word entity. In a fun way, and I've been asking questions around that. And so following energy for me is following what's light for me and fun for me to do, and so comics and entities.
So you're doing comics with dead people?
I guess if you put it like that, it sounds a bit weird.
I get lots of messages, okay, actually. No, you know, I have to tell you, just in case you think like you're like different, for the episode that's airing on Martin Luther King's birthday, I actually have a channel, and she met with me, and she channeled the spirit of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, and she brought in messages from his spirit. So it was a very powerful program airing on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. So we have that to look forward to. And I think entities are going to have fun on the Erica Glessing show this year. I think they're going to get a little bit more airspace than they did last year.
Yeah, I think they're happy about that.
How cool. Yeah, right? Can't you sense it? It's like, yay! Finally!
Then like we get a voice. That's very cool.
Well, you know, I think really for me, it's like spirit lives on. You know, there's a physical body, but spirit lives on. You know, it's amazing. So having the gift with entities, it's really exciting. And there's so much that people don't know about that whole side of how much information we can receive from the other side. It's interesting.
It really, really is. I've been fortunate enough to see and hear entities since I was a little person, and so it's really interesting what we see and what we don't see, and what the world sees and what people like us see. It's just it's an interesting bridge to gap.
Yeah. Do you know that one of the key messages from the Martin Luther King channeling session was his spirit said that we'll be, as we are evolving, we'll be less focused on form, because we're all going to be able to see spirit better and bigger and energy better and bigger. And so he said this next step up from when he worked on, you know, color of skin in the 60s. And he's like, and in his mind's eye now, he's like, oh, we're past that now. Right. And he's like, what's next is like really letting go of form being important. And like, like what things look like being something that we judge. So I thought that was exceptionally connected with what you just said, is how much there is out there that we don't see. Tell me what can we learn from entities that we might not know we can learn from entities? Or what are some of the things that you like learning?
Sure, there's quite a lot. Personally, for me, I just enjoy getting to know what they've been doing and why they're still there. And it's because we're so all interconnected. You know, we think that when someone dies, they necessarily go away, and they don't always. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It depends on whatever it is that's happening. But for me, it's really interesting how we connected to them, how they connected to us, how we all connected to the earth. It's just a connection, and I love learning about that.
Oh, me too. It's fascinating. Megan, I feel like I could just like talk to you for like hours and hours. We could just have like the hour, the full 24 hours with Erica and Megan. That'd be really fun. But probably we should stick on my what my show is, because shows like that. Cool. So why don't you tell us where we can find you, where we can reach you, and how we can maybe work with you.
Cool. You can get hold of me on my website. It's meganrogers.co.za. And you can get hold of me via email, Facebook. My Facebook is Megan Rogers. My email may be quite difficult to say. So
it's kind of something. I'll put the link on the description.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So yeah. Facebook is, but my website, Facebook is probably the two
places to get. Okay, great. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.